In today's episode, we discuss One Direction's most popular tweets of all time, which celebrity is shilling kitty litter sandwiches, and which reality star maybe has a human skull in her backyard. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now, before we get into anything today, we gotta give some love to our sponsor, and that is the ebook for Binge. If you don't want to lug around my book, you can always get the ebook for it. It's, you can, like, read it on your Nook, or, like, I don't know how people read ebooks, really. If you want to get it, you can. Cool. That's all. So go get my ebook. Yeah, love ya.
Ring, ring.
Hello.
Is Tyler there?
She is. Hold on one second.
Hang up.
Tyler!
I hung up because I didn't want to talk to you.
Oh, my God. I was calling for him. I was going to get him.
It was a prank call.
Oh, what a fun prank.
Who is this?
I hate this.
Who is here?
Hello.
Oh, my God.
Hi.
Who is this?
How are you?
Welcome.
No, how are you?
Wasn't that just like a sick new intro instead of the traditional hello,
good morning? I'm asking you a question, Corey.
Okay, go.
How are you?
Oh, well...
Let's treat this like therapy.
I'm great. You know.
Why'd you just go cross-eyed?
That's my new go-to move when
I'm
annoyed.
I'm great.
My eyes can no longer roll; they just cross because they roll so fast.
I saw
I've got the fastest eye roll in town.
Oh my God!
It's like
I was watching the Chris Crocker documentary, which is very good. Have you seen it?
No, because my eyes are too busy rolling and crossing.
It's called Me at the Zoo. It came out, I think, in 2013. But it's kind of like I think it's one of the best documentaries that YouTubers ever made, but it's...
But why is he sampling the first video ever made and not his first video ever made? I'd rather it be called like...
I think it's a good title. Well, that wasn't his first video. You should really watch the documentary.
Do you think like...
It follows like him before making Leave Britney Alone and why he made Leave Britney Alone and like the...
Before Leave Britney Alone?
Yeah. He had like years and years of videos before Leave Britney Alone.
Right, but... He was also making a documentary back then?
No, but it shows what was going on before then.
And then it's just like current day.
And then it shows like the craziness of like Leave Britney Alone.
Is it on Netflix?
It's on HBO. It was so good. It was so well done. Watch it.
Did you cry?
No, I've seen it a couple times.
Does it delve into his porn past?
It talks about porn, yeah. Because he did porn for a second.
I know.
It's really good. You should watch it. But anyway, what was I going to talk about? Oh, they show, because he's from, like, the Deep South, and they show a church, because they talk about, like, how his community was, like, his parents thought this community was going to kill him, and the KKK was going to kill him, and blah, 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 because he's, like, super gay. But they showed a sign of his church, and the sign, you know how it can, like, write anything that they want on the sign?
Yeah.
Like churches do.
Did it say subscribe to Chris?
No, it said, stop, drop, and roll doesn't work in hell. I was like, damn. That's all. Because you were talking about something that got me there.
What did the sign say?
A stop, drop, and roll doesn't work in hell. Oh, so now you're going to react. What were you doing before?
I got a text. What
was the text?
It was actually interesting. It was like, do you wanna go?
What do you mean it was interesting?
More interesting than what you were saying, because it was like, do you want to travel somewhere?
Who?
Don't you fret.
Oh my God, somebody wants to travel with Hugh?
Yeah, I want to stop, drop, and roll in hell.
Oh my God.
Would you stop, drop, and roll in hell?
No, I guess if you're in hell, it's kind of like bummer summer, you're there forever.
Speaking of hell,
yeah.
Did you hear the new Meghan Trainor song?
No. That one? No.
Well done there, yep. Girl. Mm. You did it.
I heard it for the first time yesterday while simultaneously seeing the video for the first time.
Ooh.
I don't hate it.
I do.
Why?
I don't like the song.
Oh. I don't.
It's like talking. I don't know if I like
the chorus. I think it's fine. It's like, it's whatever to me. I don't passionately dislike her like a lot of
people
do.
What was the
video about? It's like a...
I don't think she's a bad person.
It's like TRL Millennium 2001 throwback vibes is like the styling.
Done well or done not well?
It's like a... It's very Max Martin, Britney Spears, NSYNC.
Video.
2001 video.
Does she dance?
Yeah, there's dancing, there's choreography.
Do you like her with the darker hair?
Yes.
Yeah, I just don't think she, I don't think she's a bad person. I just don't like her music. The only song I like is that one.
I don't think she's a bad person. I just wish she would die and rot in hell and not be able to stop, drop, and roll.
Stop, drop, and roll in hell.
Oh.
Do you?
Yeah. No.
Oh!
Hey, so that's the end of that topic?
I don't know. What else is there to say about Meghan Trainor? She's a Grammy winner.
Oh, okay.
She has more Grammys than Katie.
Yeah, well. Did you want to know the 10 most popular tweets of all time?
Sure.
Okay.
In fact,
you did.
I
did.
Oh, I bet I could guess.
Yeah?
Yeah. I could guess.
Okay, number 10.
I don't know the order, but I know
try to name
on
any of them.
The
go,
list.
Go.
The Ellen selfie.
That's number one with 3,300,000 retweets.
3 million retweets only?
Yeah, the Ellen selfie.
Yeah. The other one in the top 10 is the one of Michelle and Barack Obama after the
That's number
the
six.
Re-election.
It's a picture of them hugging and it says 4 more years. It has 780,000 retweets.
I love that. I want to like get that picture.
What a great moment.
I want to get that picture like framed in my office someday.
Okay,
like,
next.
On a wall.
Next one.
There was like an was there a One Direction one?
You know what? The only One Direction member to not have a tweet in the top 10 tweets of all time. Guess him.
Hopefully Louis.
Nope, it's Liam.
Oh, well, I'm not mad about that either. I was thinking about it, not to digress real quickly, but I was thinking about it with Zayn's solo album.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is he really still lucky enough to capitalize on some fan crossover?
Yes.
And I'm like, how much time do these other boys have?
They're definitely losing their moments.
And I'm like, I would still...
The momentum's gone.
I would buy like a Harry album at any point, but I just really thought only Harry or Zayn could do it.
So...
I wouldn't buy a Liam album.
All the boys except Liam have a tweet in the top 10.
Like a Nile acoustic album.
I could do that. Okay. So, number...
Where he gets to play his little guitar, you
number
know,
two,
loves it.
Most popular tweet of all time.
Uh-huh.
Louis tweeting... Always in my heart, Harry Styles, yours sincerely, Louis. Has 2 million retweets.
That's just fodder.
It is fodder. Well, now it is. Number five is All the Love as Always, H, from Harry Styles, 800,000 retweets. This was March 25th, 2015. I think that was like right after Zayn left the group. I think. And then Niall has number seven. It's, oh, this is a really sweet tweet. Niall's most popular tweet, which is the number seventh most popular tweet of all time. It's from January 16th, 2010. Are you listening?
Yes.
It says, applied for X Factor. Hope it all works out. How tender.
I was really interested in this article until I found out it was all just like One Direction.
Number eight is, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22 by Harry Styles. He tweeted that. 700,000 retweets.
Wow.
And then number nine is Zayn, and it says... This is right after he got accused of cheating on his fiancée, Perry Edwards. It says, I'm 22 years old, I love a girl named Perry Edwards, and there's a lot of jealous fucks in this world, and I'm sorry for what it looks like.
But how many of the top 10 are from One Direction? And can you tell me...
One, two,
can you tell
three,
me the ones that are not from four, One Direction?
Five. Five are from One Direction.
Okay. Now, I want
the ones
know
that are not
five.
From One Direction.
Those are the ones I
the
guess.
The Ellen selfie, one is... it's two tweets. It's, I think, something about charity. It's in another language.
Cool.
Share our love by stopping discrimination in Indonesia and in the world. Retweet if you agree. 1.4 million retweets. And then the Barack Obama's picture. And then the only other one is number 10. And it's a picture of a dog. And it says, for every retweet this gets, Pedigree will donate one bowl of dog food to dogs in need. I want to retweet that. That's
I bet there's like probably it's over now.
What's your most popular tweet?
Now, speaking of things that I want to talk
I
about.
I gave you a very good question for you to self-promote.
Why would you...
What's your most popular tweet?
Why would you
don't
not tell me to look that up 10 days ago?
My most popular tweet is...
I didn't ask.
Oh, it's the YouTuber selfie. It's kind of like the Ellen selfie. But it's a happy 10th birthday, YouTube. Hashtag YouTuber selfie. And it's me at the YouTube summit. And I was the Ellen of that picture. And I took all the picture of all the YouTubers. has 35,000 retweets. That's not that good.
Mine are gross.
What's yours?
Mine's like a dumb one of like me asking people to vote for you for the Streamy.
Aw, thank you.
That's so stupid. The number two one, though, which is good, is it's the GIF of you and I hugging and you trying to wink at the camera and you don't know how to wink.
Oh, wait, show me?
And I said, oh, my God, we've been friends for 8 years and I'm just now finding out that Tyler Oakley doesn't know how
to
wink. Wait,
show me. Does it have the GIF?
Yeah.
I can't wink? Oh,
it's you.
Ew, I really can't wink.
No, you're like pretty dumb, I guess.
My second most popular tweet is me tweeting to Zane. I said the right decision isn't always the popular one, but you've got to take care of yourself. Brave of Zane. Couldn't have been easy. 30,000 retweets when Zane left 1D. Then my third one is iconic. It's just three emojis. The sunglasses emoji, the peace sign emoji, and the rainbow emoji with this picture. It's me with the Westboro Baptist Church.
Wow. That's your third one?
That's my third most popular.
My third most popular is the one of you and I in the background photobombing Maddie Ziegler.
Oh, my God.
GMA.
Amazing.
And it says, quite possibly my new favorite picture of me and Tyler. And it's you and I, like, in the background of a picture of her.
Of a dance mom child.
Yeah.
My next one is a kind of it's a shady one. I don't want to even reference it. It's shady towards someone. And then my next one is when Robin Williams died. That's sad.
I have my funniest joke one.
Mm, yeah, let's play that.
I'm just so funny.
I had one. It says, all caps. It was the day that gay marriage was legalized. It says, okay, I am gay as fuck, and so is America now. God bless. 26,000 retweets.
Remember,
all caps.
Remember on the New Year's podcast when I was going to make one of those like emoji chains?
Yeah.
I did that.
And it's one of your most popular?
It's one of my
no.
Most, the Psycho Babies loved it.
Oh my God. One of mine is a chain one for when gay marriage was passed.
But you didn't write it, did you?
I did. Gay marriage, and then the emojis, is legal now, emojis. No more hashtag no homo, emojis. Send this to someone you would gay marry. With emojis sprinkled everywhere.
Do you remember when...
Oh my God, that's so gross of me.
Do you remember when Justin Bieber said that, like, Anne Frank would have been, like, a believer?
Yeah.
I tweeted, I always pictured Anne Frank as more of a directioner than a believer.
That's
funny. And it got so many retweets.
That's a little problematic.
Why?
One of mine is a picture of me and Dan and Phil, and it says, help me, I'm in a fandwich.
I get it. Mm. Speaking of things I want to talk about.
Yeah.
Did you see what the newest installment of Now That's What I Call Blank is
going to
be?
Yeah. Tell me.
Oh, so you saw it, but
no, is it now? That's what I call ghost sounds.
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah,
scary sounds.
And it's like,
are you kidding?
Like chains and like whistles.
Shush. Are you
and
serious?
Like bats in an attic.
You know that's been my
and
idea.
And like bells ringing and like
I've had this scary dong. Sounds album in my closet, just waiting for every year. I think, oh, should I make it this year? This video of my scary sounds video.
It's actually Now That's What I Call Broadway.
Oh, fun!
But. What I was going to say is when I read the article, I thought that it was saying that Now That's What I Call Music is becoming a Broadway musical.
Oh, my God.
And they were like,
I don't hate the concept.
Right. And they were going to sing a song from like each of the 50 albums.
It needs a better concept. What about
like a
Kids Bop the Musical?
That's
I don't
that's
hate
the
it.
Exact, that's the exact concept I just gave you.
No.
Wasn't Kids Bop the Musical Glee?
Oh, fuck me. Fuck me right in the pussy.
Yeah.
Speaking of Glee, did you watch The Bachelorette? Do you care about The Bachelorette? Have you ever watched The Bachelorette?
We talked about it on one of the podcasts. I watched like the first two episodes and then I just got really sad for a lot of the girls.
Why? Because it's 7 days of their life and they're acting like they love somebody?
I don't,
they're the crazy ones. Everybody's crazy involved.
They all seem crazy.
Crazy. So crazy.
They all seem...
Crazy?
I don't know.
A little crazy.
I just wish. Is it problematic to say I just felt like a lot of them didn't have a whole lot of self-esteem?
You know what? You can definitely think what you need to think.
Yeah. I don't know. I was just like, can these girls not be crazy?
You know what I would like is if the,
but I mean, I guess
if the guy were taken out of the equation and it were just a support group that these 12 women could go to and kind of build each other up. What a great show that would be.
And they're like hugging and stuff.
Yeah, and they kind of work through their issues.
I see. My problem with The Bachelor
is... That's not a bad idea.
I need...
We want them to be...
I don't want to watch The Bachelor. I want to watch, like, I Love New York.
Right.
I want to watch...
If I'm watching a dating reality show, I want the...
Bret Michaels, Rock of Love.
I want them to at least embrace the crazy.
And then I want them to take all these... What was that Bachelor pad show all about? Was that like... You remember when... After all the I Love New Yorks, they made a spinoff of like I Love Money, and then they brought all these contestants on to do like a competition.
It was basically Amazing Race.
That's what they should do. And I sometimes think that's what Bachelor Pad is, but I've never watched Bachelor Pad. Should we start a podcast where we recap Bachelor Pad?
No.
Fine.
We should start a podcast where each episode we just recap anything that we want to recap. Any episode of anything we want to recap.
And it's called I Recapped That.
Yeah.
Bust a recap in your ass.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
Do people still say that?
Bust a recap.
I'm a bust a recap.
And Busta Rhymes can special guest.
Yeah. What's he up to?
Nah, anything. He can come over for the recap.
And remember when Macy Gray was on Fuller House?
No, I didn't watch Fuller House.
There
but
she was.
The studio version of the Carly Rae Jepsen theme song is now on Spotify.
Well, I really did like it. Congratulations.
I really did like it.
How do you feel about all those Tumblr memes of Carly Rae Jepsen's Runaway With Me?
I love it. I love it so much that, you know that video of Rihanna holding up the microphone and then putting it out to somebody in the front row of the concert and he starts singing and she's impressed?
Yeah.
I just asked my friend T. Kyle, who runs realitytvgifs.tumblr.com.
Oh, your friend?
Yeah. I asked him, I was like, oh my God. Make an edit of that, but when she puts up the microphone to his mouth, have him be singing an a cappella version of Runaway With Me by Carly Rae Jepsen. He goes, hold on, finding an a cappella version and opening up Final Cut Pro immediately.
Does she have that?
And he made it. Yeah. I retweeted
it. Did he tweet it?
Yeah.
Are you trying to get me to go to your Twitter?
I retweeted it.
This was weeks ago.
No, it was literally last night. How many? It was yesterday.
But this episode's not yesterday.
Oh, you're so right.
Dumb biatch.
You're so right, little biatch. Are you ready for Princess Diaries 3? What happened in number 2?
Princess Diaries 3. Did I see the first one? Is Anne Hathaway in it again?
Yeah. Anne Hathaway. Anne Hathaway.
What is she doing? She won
she's
an
doing
Oscar.
Princess Diaries 3.
Did you see that one with her and that old man?
Les Mis.
The intern?
Oh. yeah.
I
didn't see it, no.
It's on every flight we go everywhere.
No, I did not see it, but I did see Les Mis and I cried. Remember when we saw Anne Hathaway at Urban Outfitters?
Yes.
She was so small.
She was itty bitty. She smiled at me because we had the same haircut. And she was trying on ugly pants.
Did you tell
and
her?
And she was pushing
she
around
was pushing
her Oscar
around
in
her stroller.
I can't believe that.
No, so now she's doing Princess Diaries 3, set in New York City.
Wow. How do you feel?
It's 12 years after the royal engagement.
Speaking of One Direction's tweets.
Yes.
Did you see the leaked pictures of Harry and Kylie?
No, I don't care.
You don't?
Are they making out in it?
No, they're sitting next to each other.
Big whoop. I've sat next to you.
But then people are speculating they went on vacation together.
Big whoop. I've gone on vacation with you.
Well, aren't you lucky? So,
hey, you know what? Speaking of that, did you know Katherine Heigl is now the spokesperson for a kitty litter brand?
No.
Thoughts?
No.
Called Cat's Pride.
No. I had a very...
I love celebrities selling things. I love it.
When are you going to get your kitty litter brand?
If a kitty litter brand... Listen, kitty litter brands, I know you're a cycle baby. If you want... to sponsor the podcast. Actually, anybody, really. Hey, if you work at a company and you want us to love kitty litter, bitch,
send it over.
I fucking do. That's all.
What are you going to do with any kitty litter? Like, at least in Michigan, you could throw kitty litter on the snow to, like, melt the ice.
You know, there was an episode.
What are you going to do with kitty litter? You don't even have a fucking cat. All you have is that cat app. Look
oh
at your
my God,
life.
I love my
Look
cat
at your
app.
Choices and tell me what is going
I
on
love
on
my
your
cat,
cat app.
App. You want to know what's going on? Let me tell you.
Tell me more about Katherine Heigl. I think that music's copyrighted.
Oop, I got a tax. It's my birthday. So let me tell you what's going on. Sonny is playing with his baseball.
Did you get one of those tubes so that the cat's butts would be hanging out?
Another text about my birthday. Bolt is playing with Oh, he's head first. Oh, my God.
Jocelyn. Just turn this off. Turn it all off. Turn it all
Bolt
off.
Bolt is head first into the leaves. Tabitha is hanging out in a sock.
Can't wait.
Callie is
hanging out. Oh, I hate that
little...
sock. It's like hanging on
Look,
something.
Look, I bought the donut.
Yeah.
Do you... This is my favorite part of the song. Love that. Love that. Okay, so...
I think it's time for you to put the app away.
Okay, anyway, what
Which one of those
about?
Cats is your favorite?
No, we were talking about kitty litter. What would I do with kitty litter?
No, I want to know which of those cats is your favorite. Let's
Shadow.
Stick... Okay, now we can talk about kitty litter, and then we can go back to the lengthy conversation I had about Katherine Heigl in Canada.
Okay, so...
This is hard-hitting stuff.
Okay, so... Remember the episode of Ren and Stimpy?
Yes, probably.
I think it was Ren
did
and Stimpy.
Did you have the Ren and Stimpy Christmas album?
No, but listen.
You should get it.
I did have the Simpsons soundtrack. I knew every word to every song. So,
there
was an episode of Ren and Stimpy where they were making a sandwich and they put kitty litter in it.
And, I remember
and,
that.
And he was eating it and it was crunch, 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 crunch. And it was like, it was crunching and like really just... grinding down his teeth.
It like...
So when I think of kitty litter, I think of Ren and Stimpy eating a kitty litter sandwich. That's all. Katherine Heigl.
My mom is such a hypocrite.
Drag her a bit.
She wouldn't let us watch. Sometimes she thought Ren and Stimpy and Rocco's Modern Life got a little vulgar.
Yeah, well, duh.
But then she buys us Ren and Stimpy's Croco Christmas in 1993.
Okay.
So what are we allowed to watch it or not?
You know, I wasn't allowed to watch the Super Smash Brothers commercials because they were too violent.
At which household? Lord
you
knows.
Knows.
Lord
know
knows.
Which one.
Jackie didn't care.
Yeah, because she was an absent mother.
Where do you think? Where do you think she like? Where do you think the hardest spot she hid your Easter basket?
Shut up. Hey, question. Did you know Buffy turned 19?
Do you think? Do you think around Easter?
Did you watch Buffy?
Do you think around Easter you ever like we're going to
where
the bathroom?
Not the Easter episode.
And you thought to yourself, I gotta wipe my Easter basket.
No, I didn't.
Hey, ever called your asshole an Easter basket.
Did you know
basket?
That there were human remains found at Honey Boo Boo's property?
What is Sugar Bear up to?
I don't know.
Is he sure?
It's either a skull or a skull-shaped rock. Well, bitch, that there's a big difference there, honey.
In Wisconsin, that'll get you convicted because that's what happened to Making a Murderer.
The bullet points on
Spoiler
this article.
Alert.
The bullet points on this article.
Yeah.
There's three ones. Three bullet points. Number one, police are investigating possible human remains at Mama June's home. Bullet two, it's either a skull or a skull-shaped rock. Bullet three, let's just say it's a skull. What kind of journalism?
You don't get me. You don't get me started on journalism these days. You know I hate
Let's
it.
Let's just say it's a skull.
Would you eat the skull?
No.
Speaking of things you would eat.
Yeah.
Did you
I
see
love
the
this.
Preview of Sausage Party?
Yes, I loved it.
Are you going to watch it?
I thought it was very haha. My official review.
What did you feel about the one hot dog that's like a little pinched at the top? Because you know you've seen that in a hot dog package before.
Are you... Is this any of that subjective? Yeah. I mean, is it that...
There's a question in there somewhere. Did you see that pinched hot dog?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you going to see Sausage Party?
Yeah, I will.
Katy Perry said she's going to wait in line.
Oh, my God.
Like she waits in
line. In her Cheetos costume?
Like she waits in line for anything. Celebrities are not just like us. Depend, no matter what Us Weekly says.
Drag her.
I tried to go to the Wikipedia or the IMDb page for Sausage Party because they like name all these big actors and I wanted to know who's playing like... Sausage and who's playing like Buns.
Okay, who's what?
They don't have any of them listed.
Oh, what a
they just
star.
Have all the actors and they can't even tell whose voice is what.
Well.
So you're not going to see Sausage Party.
Not anymore. Fuck IMDb. Hey, how do you feel about Madonna pulling out that little girl's boob on stage?
I didn't hear about it. Tell me.
So.
I heard she did something and then somebody was like, she said she was drunk and or high.
Well, all of us. Madonna was on stage, probably in Brazil, and she, there was a woman on stage, a girl with her, she was 17, and in a
child porn.
In a tube top.
Okay.
And Madonna pulled down her tube top and her boobie. Booby. Oh, my God. Who am I? Her booby.
She pulled out her
I said booby.
She pulled out her booby.
Oh, my God. When was the last time you called a boob a booby?
Never.
A booby. Okay, so the booby came out.
Okay, and then what?
And everyone was like, you can't just pull a girl's boobie out. She's 17. And then the girl said, that was the best moment of my life. Why are you guys acting like it was a big deal? So, thoughts?
Speaking of boobies, when I was in sixth grade, there was a book.
Yeah.
And it had in it a booby bird. And my friend Sarah and I thought.
Sarah, no H or with an H?
She had an H.
Oh, okay. Well, that, okay.
And not my friend anymore. Lord knows I would never hang out with her again.
Wow, she's literally listening.
But we would look at this book and we would giggle about a booby bird. Mm. Well, so that was probably the last time I said the word booby.
When I was in fifth grade, we would go through National Geographic.
And look for what?
And look for boobs.
And how was it?
It was a thrill for me.
So what you're saying is your rich school had National Geographic?
Yeah.
My book.
It was in Jackson.
My school.
Frost Middle School.
My middle school had Highlights magazines that were already done.
Oh,
that's
no.
All we got, and that's all we could look at.
Well, speaking of your dumb friend Sarah.
Yeah.
Did you know she's not even being breeded at SeaWorld anymore? SeaWorld is ending their orca breeding program.
I did know that. I did.
Do you think
they have booby birds at SeaWorld?
Do you think Harry Styles had anything to do with it? Remember when Harry dragged SeaWorld on Twitter? And then like SeaWorld had to put out a statement and they were like, ooh.
Everyone's been dragging SeaWorld for years.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Speaking of C and Sarah, I'm going to say C and Nara.
Oh, okay.
Sayonara.
Well, this has been a riveting episode.
I mean, it was going places, and then I think you just really ruined
There's
it.
A place where you can look up your most popular tweet. Send us a link to your most popular tweet. I want to see what you guys are famous for.
Yeah, right. None of them are even going to be famous. They all have zero retweets and zero.
Holy shit, drag them. Tweet us links to your most popular tweets with the hashtag.
And if you don't
I'm
have...
so popular, bitch.
And if you
hashtag
don't...
I'm so popular, bitch.
And if you don't have any that are popular, tweet that at me. And then maybe I'll look at it.
Okay, well, cool.
Thanks.
But Corey, where can people find you?
But before you do any of that tweeting and hashtagging, be sure to follow me on Twitter.
Okay, and if you want to follow me, I'm Tyler Oakley. Good luck with your lives. We'll see you guys next time.
See you, Nara, SeaWorld, Sarah.